Ready to take off, Craig?
Let's go.
Up we go. 7:40 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are heading to the skies. Well, actually, just to the Lorain County Airport. Discover Aviation at the Lorain County Airport is this coming Saturday. And we have Dan Maley on the line from Discover Aviation. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
Well, we're excited about this weekend. You got a lot of things planned for the family, dad, the kids. Let's talk about some of this. What time does everything get underway?
Well, we're going to be running from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's going to be just a fun day for everyone. We've got this thing geared up for anywhere from toddlers up to the old-timers. There'll be something fun for everyone, and those folks that are maybe dreaming about aviation, wondering about how planes fly, and maybe they've been dreaming about learning to fly themselves. There'll be plenty of opportunities to learn all about aviation and what happens when an airplane flies. We have lots of displays. There will be some corporate jets there, real fancy stuff, and we'll have some old-time planes as well. There's the big thing that we try to promote is the Young Eagles flights. These are free airplane rides for kids ages 8 to 17, and they have to have a parent or a guardian with them, and what happens is they come in, they sign up, they sign a waiver, and they get in line, and they'll get to go up for a free airplane ride, which lasts about 20 or 30 minutes, and it'll show them all about how these things work. And there's going to be lots of entertainment. We're going to have some rockin' bands out there and some acoustic fellow that'll be performing in the afternoon. And if I threw out the names, thinking of aviation, if I threw out the names Charles and Amelia, what comes to your mind?
Well, Craig, Charles Lindbergh, you can have the other.
Yeah, Amelia Earhart.
Right. We have a couple that comes out, and they reenact Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart. And they'll educate you if you're not familiar with them, who these famous people are. You'll know by the time that they're through with their little presentation. So it's going to be a great day out there.
So, Dan, obviously there will be a lot of fun, but there's a bigger message here because you want to get kids exposed to this and maybe spur someone on to pursue a career at some point.
That's exactly right because, you know, the aviation community is other than the airlines, the general aviation community has been kind of dwindling a little bit for various reasons over the past years, and we're trying to get it going again, and that's what Discover Aviation Center is all about. We're based out at Lorain County Regional Airport, and if you can't make the event on Saturday, Discover Aviation Day, then we meet the first Saturday of every month out at the airport, and come out and join us for a meeting if you're interested in aviation. We have two airplanes now. We have an aviation flying club. We have instructors, and we'll get you going if you want to get up in the sky. So Discover Aviation Center has been doing a great job for about the past 5 years, and we're trying to, again, re-educate people into aviation. We're trying to build the aviation community back up once more.
What is your connection with aviation? Where do you fall into this?
Well, I've got probably a similar story to many, many folks out there. When I was a young kid, probably for Christmas, I got a model airplane, and I just loved airplanes. I remember my father taking me to a Blue Angels acrobatic, the Blue Angels Navy acrobatic team, way back when I was a youngster, probably about 9 or 10 years old. They weren't even flying jets at that time. They had still propeller planes. But my interest in aviation has been lifelong. I've worked at airports most of my life, but never flew. And believe it or not, late in my years, after I retired from my regular job, I said, darn it, I'm going to go learn to fly. And I did. And 2 years ago, I got my flying certificate. So you're never too old to learn how to fly.
What is it about flying that's so intriguing for you? I mean, there's one thing about being a passenger. There must be something else to sort of being able to control that contraption in the sky.
Yeah, it's not as difficult as it looks. The hardest part about getting your pilot certificate is all the safety and the regulations from the federal government. Actually, flying the plane is pretty simple. You can get in trouble if you're not careful, but it's a fun thing to learn. And boy, when you get up there and flying around the clouds and over the lake and flying out over Cedar Point. Boy, it's just a great experience. And in the fall, you fly over northern Ohio or any part of Ohio, and you see the colors changing. It's just another whole perspective of what life is all about.
Yeah, just you and the drones up there in the sky.
Yes, indeed. Recently, now we have to worry about the drones.
Yeah, but you got the clipboard with all the checklists that are required, and that's something else you probably get to teach the kids to understand the safety, which they can apply to other parts in their life, but it's always important to have safety.
Exactly right, and that's what Discover Aviation Center really promotes, is safety when it comes to flying and anything else in life. But yes, we do have checklists, and boy, you better check them twice before you turn that prop.
Exactly, and again, this is coming up on Saturday from 9 to 4, Discover Aviation at Lorain County Airport. There's a $5 parking donation, but free admission to the actual...
Right, free admission, and it's a donation for parking, just to maybe help defray some of our costs, and we hope to see everybody out there. And don't let the weather scare you. It's going to be maybe similar to today. It might start out with a few sprinkles, but I think it's going to be clearing up as we go through the day, and it's going to be a wonderful time out there at the Lorain County Regional Airport.
Now, Dan, if the weather is sprinkling a little, will I be able to take shelter in one of those corporate jets? What's on the inside of those things?
Yeah, you might be able to put your head into it, but I don't know if they'll let you in get your whole body in there. But anyway, a lot of the activities that we're going to have are going to be under tent or in hangars. So there'll be plenty of rain or shine. There'll be plenty of places to stay dry.
And again, this coming Saturday from 9 to 4, Discovery Aviation at the Lorain County Airport. Our guest, Dan Maley. Dan, thanks for sharing a bit of your morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.